Let me remind you today, friends, we feel so insignificant much of the time. You know, personally, I have always felt hidden. And some of you that know me might not think so, but actually, I've pretty much always been hidden. God only wants me seen at certain times and only for certain things. But otherwise, hidden. Unless when God hides us, it is for protection. That is usually the reason why we are hidden. He will hide us in a safe place. And this is a promise that He has given us. He tells us He is our refuge from the storm. And I was definitely going through a storm, a huge storm. It was raging, something fierce, and I couldn't see. I couldn't see my way clear. I couldn't see my way out. And that's when God put me in the cleft of the rock. The definition of cleft is a narrow opening, a fissure, a hard place, a dark place. And that's where I was when He stepped in. He took my despair. He took my anxiety. He took my fear. Fear of the unknown. And with the reinforcement He sent me, I was mentored into a new sheltering experience. He hid me in the cleft of the rock. Lord Jesus, the rock. Where I was safe, where it was peaceful, where I was out of the elements. Let's talk about Psalm 91 for a moment, one of the Psalms of protection. Verse 2 to 4 says, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for it is He who rescues you from the net of the trapper and from the deadly plague. Amen. He rescues us from that. He rescued me from that when I went through COVID in 2021. I was in three different ICUs, and at least two different times could feel death. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you take refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and it's a wall. So again and again, He is telling us how He will hide us from evil. He will cover us under the shadow of His wing. And I can say that I've experienced this firsthand. Did the enemy lie to me and say that God wouldn't help me? That I had no recourse? That I would probably be destroyed? Of course He did. Of course He did. How many times, every time you go through something and it's, you know, like a bad report from the doctor, we'll use that as an example, or you almost get in a car accident or whatever. Yes, the enemy made an attempt to destroy you. And that's what the enemy does. You know, we have to remember, we don't listen to a liar. We close our ears to the lies. We listen to the truth. And the truth is that God does, and God, what He says He will do, He does. What His word says He will do is what He does. He says He will protect us, and He will. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. It didn't matter anymore how this storm raged. It could have raged all it wanted, because I felt peace in this place that God put me in, this safe place. He shielded me. I realized in those moments that I could actually face anything, because my mighty warrior would be right there at any moment's notice. He would be right there, just like He was with the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. He was right there with them, walking with them through that fire. So I didn't need to fear. I don't need to fear the unknown. You don't need to fear the unknown. Jesus cared about this insignificant woman that was living in this rural small town in America. And He cares about you too. So however insignificant that you might feel, maybe you feel that, you know, you just don't matter. You do matter. Look at the truth of the scriptures. Don't believe the lies. Don't listen to the lies. Claim the scriptures for yourself and let the enemy watch you be protected against anything that he may throw at you. Amen. Anything. And I say that with assurance of heart because of the many, many different things that I've been through that he protected me through.